going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ted Johnson, how are we doing today?
I'm excellent, boys. How are we doing? You guys look good in your green jerseys. These are sweet. Those are pretty nice.
I'm surprised you're not here in the cutoff hoodie. I thought you would have ordered that over the weekend.
Did I miss the memo about the jerseys?
To be honest, we were kind of rubbing it in Rich Keefe's face.
Okay.
And we knew you wouldn't be here for the crossover.
Gotcha.
So
you guys have like a little text chain behind my back?
No, it was more verbal.
Oh, okay. Not a side thread.
Okay.
All good. Those jerseys are pretty sweet, though.
And they're selling fast. I was actually looking on one of the websites selling them, and some of the jersey players, the numbers already sold out.
Wow. Strolling through Main Street in Melrose Friday night wearing mine, and I had two people. Where'd you get that jersey? They wanted to know where. I was like,
so you said Fenway Park, Bragg?
I'm like, well, I was at Fenway earlier today, and so they came out today. That's why I have one. Yeah. So
must have been a nice change of pace from, oh my God, are you Ted Johnson?
It was nice.
Yeah, I don't care about you. Where'd you get that shirt?
That's a good point. Like, if I wear a Red Sox jersey, no one's going to recognize me.
Right.
Like, why would Ted Johnson be wearing a Red Sox jersey?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Come on, please.
You're ridiculous.
But
be like Ted Johnson wearing a Bruins jersey that says Johnson.
They're going to be like, Trot Nixon looks jacked.
I want to work for two segments.
You could go for Trot Nixon.
I love Trot. Trot's a good dude, man.
Good call. That's one that you could like.
Dirt Dog.
Trot really blew up after his playing career. He really hit the gym. He's like Vinatieri. He's jacked
really?
Now. No. I was saying if they thought you were Trot.
My bad.
That's what
bad.
I was supposing, Ted. If someone sees you walking down the street and just goes, my God, Trot Nixon's been working out like a fiend.
But you know what? If there was going to be any player that I would be want to be compared to.
You like Trot?
He was a dirt dog.
Oh, yeah.
Good dude.
Had a feeling.
He was sort of.
Great work ethic.
I got to hang out with him at a convention for. Where are the ladies that help dentists? The
dental hygienist?
Yeah. And they have those. It's a good time, man. It was a dental hygienist.
Why were you at a dental hygienist conference?
This took a turn.
Don't judge how the man makes his money.
So I was there representing like these latex glove company. Right? So me and Trot were. And they hired me and Trot Nixon to go to this convention.
This is the most random story ever.
And Trot was like, I was just like, Trot, this is heaven, bro.
This has been a hell of a game of sports
like,
Mad Libs
like,
that you're playing right now.
Dental hygienists from all over the country were just there hanging out.
Hot.
We're signing autographs.
Because they're hot.
I was like,
my WEEI afternoons show bingo card just walked out of the room.
company was like, I know who will get to promote our latex gloves.
It was
Ted Johnson and Trot Nixon.
I want to say something like Body Glove, but it wasn't the surfing company, but it was something glove. I'll look it up. But yeah, Trot and I represented this company for 2 days. 2 days we got paid to just sit there and sign autographs for all these dental hygienists from around the country. And I got to know Trot a little bit. It was nice. It was fun. Good times.
Was he as surprised as we are that you guys were there doing that? Like, did you guys laugh at that situation?
We had a good laugh.
Like, you were stealing money from somebody, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay, just, as long as we're all on the same page.
Let's be honest. We were stealing money. Absolutely, we were.
But like, what dentist was like, I wasn't going to buy these gloves, but now you have Ted Johnson and Trot Nixon. Give me a million of these.
There's one or two. Like, I don't know. After they met us, hung out with us. We were a good time.
That's classic stuff. That's Ted Johnson. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
I tell you what, of all the things that I put into my Google search on behalf of WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson Trot Nixon Dental Hygienist Convention might be the craziest one.
Did it pop up?
It didn't come up, did it?
It is such a wild story that Google answered, it looks like there aren't many great matches for your search.
Oh, you broke AI.
I did.
It really happened, though. I am not lying. It really happened.
Where was it?
It was downtown by the...
So in Boston.
Yeah, by Fenway.
Okay.
What's the H.R. Brown? What's the convention center? Not the one over
the
by
the Heinz Convention Center.
Yeah, Heinz. Thank you. Heinz. Wow. Heinz Convention Center.
This story just won't go away, and we need it to.
Yes, we do, and we can do that thanks to today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident at your dental hygienist convention, you got to get Glassman, and you can call all sevens to do that at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will receive 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up the floor for discussion. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, you'll lead us off. Are you ready, my friend?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
So as you've probably noticed since Saturday afternoon, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark met again, WNBA, big game, 3 o'clock, 3 million people, I think, were watching, set some records. Ooh. That rivalry continues to drive the focus on women's basketball, the WNBA, and I love it. I said to Ken Laird and Fitzy and Dan Ball yesterday, I believe it is the greatest individual rivalry in sports right now, Clark versus Reese. There's a history that goes back to LSU and Iowa and college. We've been watching these girls play, these young women play. They're great. Their characters, I don't really care who you like. You kind of pick a side. And that is the best part of this rivalry. The worst part is that it also brings race into it, which seems like in sports we always kind of have to have race, at least on the perimeter of the discussion. And now there's an investigation into fans in Indianapolis where inappropriate things said by the crowd, and the Fever is cooperating with the investigation, and all the players get that it needs it. I wish we could have the good part of the Caitlin Clark rivalry with Angel Reese without the bad part, because the good part is awesome. Whether it shouldn't be race related that there are heroes and villains. Let's just have sports heroes and sports villains.
That'd be nice, bud. That would be nice.
Well, I nailed the hell out of that, and I don't think anyone's coming down the hall to escort me out of the building.
I think you did all right there.
Not for that.
You're not going to be – no one's going to question you online or threaten to fire you from your post. Side note to that, Ryan Clark, maybe take a seat for a while.
Yeah, maybe not talk about another man's wife.
Yeah.
Just at the end of the day, though, it's just a shame that that plays a part in it. That's all. I mean, you can't get in trouble for saying that.
Yep. Yeah.
Quickly before we continue, Andy, can you go to line two?
Uh-oh.
Line two, we have a caller who, Zach in Boston, apparently can shed some light on Ted Johnson and what he does with rubber gloves. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Ted, just trying to help you out your story here. You're absolutely right. Ted is not pulling your leg or anything. Brewski used to go to this. Yeah. Troy Brown, some Red Sox players. It's Yankee Dental Convention, and it's called the Glove Club.
Boom. Thank you, Zach.
That's it. Big fan of you, Ted. Go Buffs.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
There we go.
The Glove Club?
Yep.
Don't want to be part of that club.
Oh, no, man. That could go a lot of different
places. You can stay in that club. Did you see Fitzy? He made a hand gesture when he was like, we were selling rubber gloves, and he made like a certain gesture that made me uncomfortable.
Gloves.
Yes.
Gloves.
No. Yeah, no. Right.
It's a snug tug, Andy. It's nothing else.
Day and age of celebrities and these crazy stories, I'm not sure I want to know anything about Ted Johnson and his glove club, so let's just move on, Dan.
Perfect. Ball. Well, we got the answer. I outsourced the stats and info for today, so thank you to Zach for calling in. Fitz, you are up for 3 points. Dance, are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
Alrighty. Well, your 60 seconds begin right now.
I know most people that love the Boston Celtics, whether they're their third favorite, second favorite, or most favoritest team in all of Boston sports, may not even have begun the grieving process because they're still shell-shocked as to how the team went out, when they went out, and the manner in which the final death blow was delivered last Friday night at Madison Square Garden, which is also round. However, it is a long recovery process from Tatum's injury to whatever Brad Stevens is going to have to do to the team with their financial constraints and figurations. But I want you to take hope and take heart because there are people on the team that have gotten the message from on high and are looking to great examples for how the Celtics can soon redeem themselves again. Stiz, could you please share the audio from Peyton Pritchard?
I look at it like the Spurs, right? You consider them having a dynasty. They never went back-to-back. But since they never went back-to-back, is that all those years that they didn't win a failure, or did those years help them win the next championship?
Yes, sometimes failure may not be your top option, but if you have to learn from your failures to get back to the top of the mountain that you have previously ascended, then that's how it has to be. And we know one thing, Brad Stevens, aside from being a stone-cold killer, is a huge fan of the San Antonio Spurs. He will look tirelessly to them as the apex of examples as to how the Celtics can right the ship again. The Spurs want, all right, in 03, 05, 07, and they had to go seven more years till 14. It may happen, guys. Take heart. Trust the process.
Four times they won it.
What if the loss?
Ted, five times total. But in the post David Robinson era, where it was 3 years, three championships with their big three of Ginobili, Parker, and Tim Duncan, and then the Kawhi win was 2014 as well. So they went through basically like three different iterations in forging that decade and a half dynasty.
But the constants were Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker, correct?
Yeah. And Pop.
Yes, sir.
And Pop. There you go. Yeah.
Pop especially, of course.
Yep. Interesting.
El Jefe now.
Four. There were four guys that were there that were the consistents. Interesting. So a lot of people would say, you know, Derek White and the two Jays are kind of the
I'm with it.
The ones you need to continue on with.
And our own Pop, Joe Mazzulla, right, guys?
That's it. And then you know, that's
same conversation we're having.
We'll see.
And Brad, we really can't underestimate Brad's contributions and his leadership from up top.
Well, too. I'm about to question, so.
Oh, ding, oh, wow. Ding.
So just hang on right there.
In, rubber gloves on, ding. Yep.
Big market tease for Ted Johnson. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right. Well, good luck to Joe Mazzulla because your 60 seconds start now.
All right. So I'm listening to Brad Stevens yesterday in his press conference, and I just couldn't help to think that this guy's a pro. He just had all those reporters eating out of the palm of his hand. You talk about just deflecting and keeping them off the scent. He did a great job, I thought. He talked about Joe Mazzulla. He talked about the North Star. He talked about Cooper Flagg, Tatum surgery. He talked about putting themselves behind the eight ball. Hey, you know, should lose those two games. Mm-hmm. Even about Porzingis' health, JB's knee. But nothing. I didn't hear one thing about the system and their philosophy and shooting threes. And this is to me one of the biggest questions that should have been answered is how they perceive their system versus regular season and postseason. In the regular season, the Celtics, they took an average of 48 threes per game. They made 53% of them. In the postseason, they averaged 40 three-point attempts. They averaged 36% in three. It's a different game from the regular season and the postseason, and that wasn't brought up to Brad Stevens. I question more than anything, the biggest question I have about the Celtics moving forward is the system, and is it the right system to kind of keep hammering your head against the wall trying to make right in the postseason? I'm not so sure it is, and that wasn't even addressed yesterday, and that's a crying shame.
Yeah, it's interesting because he did note that it's different. The regular season to the postseason. I think he just said it's flat out different. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a different game. But there was no follow-up, so shouldn't that entail maybe some changes need to be made in the way you play? Or adjust? And I don't even – I've given up on my hate of too many three-pointers in a way. So I know that's who you want to be. But on the nights when that's not who you are, what is your secondary pitch? What is your changeup? What is your adjustment when to steal? I know you get mad when I do this, but Bill used to like to say, when the game declares itself, how the game is going to be played, whether that's the first quarter, second quarter, you need to adjust to the – doesn't matter how the Rams usually play. How are they playing tonight in this game that we need to beat?
Yep.
Well, when the game declares itself, Celtics, and it's declared that you're not hitting threes, you're laughing.
I'm trying to find a red pant joke in there, so I couldn't do it. Can we inject some
red pants? Yeah, we'll get to some red pants later. But
you know
what's your
like,
adjustment?
Andy, in a lot of ways, like everybody shooting three-pointers now is like people having their phones out on dinner tables at restaurants. It's annoying. It's awful. We've turned a corner as a society, and obviously the NBA has as well. You have to just sort of accept it and just be the one that doesn't do it as opposed to the way everyone else goes about their business.
But regular season versus postseason, it's a different game.
Yes.
Okay, you can't play the same game in the regular season that you play in the postseason. Then so, that's the biggest problem I have with the Celtics.
Let me just ask you a question about that, because Brad Stevens is the former coach who definitely had an affinity for three-pointers, but he's no longer the coach. So do you think that question was best suited yesterday for Brad Stevens, or is that a Joe Mazzulla when he has some sort of postseason
recap? It's a Brad Stevens question. There's no more Jeff Van Gundy. Like who's the elder statesman on the team that Joe Mazzulla can look to for advice and consult? It's Brad Stevens.
Sam Cassell, maybe.
And Brad Stevens is the one that hired Joe Mazzulla. You can't tell me Brad doesn't have an impact into the system they run and how they run it.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're in lockstep. I think they both want to shoot a bazillion threes and think that analytically three beats two every time and the numbers and all that. I think he does, but I think there's also a portion of you don't necessarily want to undercut your coach. This is a discussion we get in with baseball. Like, who's making the decisions? Is it really Alex Cora? Is it coming down from above?
Yeah, and I guess I'm just great bummed question. That nobody asked him that question. You're just questioning the system. You know, okay, the shooting up a bunch of threes in the regular season, fine, you can win a lot of games doing that. But in the postseason, it's a different game. What is the Celtics' philosophy on three-point shots in the postseason versus the regular season?
Especially Fitzy, when he said, we blew games one and two, and everybody knows you blew games one and two because you had a big lead and then continued to shoot and miss threes, shooting at 25%. There's a door there. You just said you blew it. I'm not being a jerk if I tell you, well, how you blew it was shooting threes. Does this team need to reconsider its emphasis on three-point shooting?
How about a question like this, Fitzy? How about just asking Brad, your three-point percentage was 20 points different, lower.
Did they really shoot 50% in the regular season?
That's Google.
Dan Ball, can you check that stats and information?
Google it.
Celtics three-point percentage.
That's a huge difference.
Regular season.
That's almost 20 points difference. So it's like a different game. I think that should have been asked. Brad Stevens, that's Joe Mazzulla's his guy. So
yeah,
he's on the hook for the decisions Joe Mazzulla makes.
Let me ask this question though: do you guys think that that's something that Brad Stevens would have been comfortable addressing?
Nope.
Or
that's why nobody answered it or asked.
Yeah,
I think everyone knew. Not to say that he's Belichickian in his replies or his want to be covert with game plan operations and coaching style. I think that is definitely a behind closed doors, none of y'all beeswax type of things, Ted.
And that's part of Brad looked real comfortable up there. He just looked so comfortable because he wasn't getting asked the hard questions, in my opinion.
Almost too comfortable in a weird way after a really kind of embarrassing loss in the series, coming up short. And I know your best player got hurt, but
the Knicks are peaking at the right time.
Yeah.
When you gave away two games.
Right. You blew it. And you were going to lose the third game with or without Tatum. So, the injury is going to muddy the water a little bit from where the series was already going in terms of disappointment. And now heading into an offseason of major question marks about the roster he built, the apron he put together, the money that he spent. You're right. He did look a little too comfortable up there.
Compare him to, look, I know it's not the same because the Bruins had a terrible season, but you compare like what Cam looked like versus how Brad looked. This was a major disappointment. I don't care. Getting bounced in the second round to a lower seed, even though you didn't have Jason Tatum, you probably were going to lose it even if you did.
Yeah.
To me, this was a bad look for the Celtics organization. And the way it ended to me, it was just you talk about leaving a bad taste in your mouth for the offseason, certainly after that game.
Percentages are a lot closer than you would have expected. 36.8% in the regular season, 36% on the dot.
Well, then I don't know what I got. I got bad information.
Look at the wrong column.
I guess.
To me all the time.
Okay. All right.
Stats.
I did ask you before I went. I was like, did you know that they shoot 53%?
Yeah, I just assumed you were looking at
that. Might be their 2-point percentage. That seemed to be kind of where that number was floating around.
All right. Well, I put it in 3 points.
The point remains the same. They still shoot too many threes. The postseason game is still about situational basketball and playing the game that day. Like, how many regular season games are meaningless? How many regular season quarters are literally meaningless over the course of an 82-game season? Like, it's not the same in the postseason.
Right.
There's 4 quarters. There's 7 games. You got 28 quarters to win a title, and there's a that limited nature puts more pressure, more emphasis. Yes, Dan Ball.
This might be the number, or maybe this is the discrepancy that led to you losing. 57.1% 2-point field goal percentage in the regular season, 51.7% in the playoffs. So a bit more of a significant drop off for your 2-pointer versus your 3.
To me, the one thing that will, my biggest takeaway, if somebody were to ask, what's the one thing you remember about the Celtics getting bumped in the Eastern Conference semis in spring 2025? Mine would be, even before the Tatum injury, it may be the third quarter of game one. 19 missed threes on 20 attempted threes. Like, you almost can point back, fellas, and say that's where they blew the series.
Yep. And Brad Stevens kind of pointed there yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He let him know. He didn't put him on blast, but he owned it.
Yeah, and he said he was uncomfortable answering. I made that joke about I'd rather talk about the CBA and the other stuff.
Was not kidding about that.
Yeah.
Anything to talk about the hard stuff, he was willing to talk about.
But he's also, you know, we're talking about the way he looked. He's always kind of had that gosh golly, like, he brings a certain aura.
Charm.
Mentality. Like, he doesn't look angry a lot. He doesn't look.
And I think that disarms the reporters.
Yeah, I think it does too. And it's like anything else. I've said this about all of Boston reporters now. There's a lot of younger reporters that are just not going to go after the coach. It's a different world. Social media, I can tell you, if you go after the coach, they're going to go after you on social media. You're going to be the a-hole that was asking jerk questions to Brad Stevens. Like, that's the world we live in now.
The youth movement in Boston sports media is really just infuriating, guys.
It is.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, says the young guy.
617-779-7937 if you want to react to any of our three-point stances. I do love the mentality, I guess, of Peyton Pritchard. Fitzy, I know we didn't get a lot of time to break that down. I love the mentality of that. The only issue is you got to go pay it off in the long run. You got to return to the championship. You got to win a championship.
We like JB saying, not 4, not 5, not 6. So, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, settle down, young guy. I know. Now you're comparing yourself to the Spurs, where they won 5 with that group.
We'll see. We'll see where it goes. It's on Brad Stevens.
It's a North Star, right, guys?
I don't like the North Star. We're not doing the North Star. That didn't work for Mayo. It's not going to work for Brad Stevens. Strike that from the record.
Right.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to talk a little football because Mike Vrabel was talking. That's great.
He doesn't stop talking, that guy.
But he's entertaining. He's fun.
He's the best.
He interjects in questions and busts people's balls. The bad part of today wasn't the talking that was done. It was the walking or the playing on the field. If you believe in statistics at practice in shorts, then you do not want to hear what Drake May did in OTAs today down at Gillette Stadium. We'll get to that. But first, Dan Ball.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Tell me what's trending. Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel talking before today's OTA session down at Gillette Stadium, the first that had the media gathered to watch. You get one per week over the next few weeks leading up to June mini camp. And this is when we start to get early samplings of analysis,
a little taste, I guess.
Yeah, a little taste.
A little taste.
It's early. It's shorts. You know, elsewhere, Vrabel lamented, you know, he wished you could tackle and take people to the ground and physical. And he basically said it's useless for defensive linemen. He had a comment, something about offensive linemen, where you can see their pass sets and their hands. Right. He's like, D linemen, there's really nothing
there's some truth to that.
And it's funny, if I were a D lineman, I was like, oh, good. So I can just kind of
cruise control here,
take the day off, brother-in-law
all
every
Christian
rep.
Barmore had to do was show up, and he was a hero.
Right, right. And, you know, Milton just Williams,
coach on your line stunts, man.
Well, that's why I used to always see, like, Anthony Pleasant and those guys. They'd be, like, sort of off to the side doing those little, like, slap hand drills together.
That's what you
and I
work
was like,
on.
Are they really working, or are they just trying to look like they're working while just kind of hanging out, chatting?
It's the latter, for sure.
Talking about Coldplay or the Red Sox or, you know, Eminem and politics. Jelly Roll, politics, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark.
It's true. I mean, when you're in shorts and shells, it's really more about 7-on-7.
Oh, yeah.
It's I mean, and he's right. The offensive line can kind of fit up, and they can see the blitzes coming. But you're right. For the down linemen, not a lot to glean from that.
Well, we used to call these. At some point in time, they weren't OTAs. They were passing camps because it was about the passing game, basically. That's all it was for. Interesting that we go down that road because 7-on-7's passing camp. So that means Drake May and his wide receivers are in the spotlight opposite Christian Gonzalez and this defense that everybody thinks is going to be really good. And as you heard Dan Ball say in his trending, so the good news is Drake May threw 8 passes and they were all completed. The bad news is 4 of them were completed to the wrong team, the defense. The good news is, Fitzy, I'm just going to keep riding a roller coaster. Good news, bad news. The good news is Christian Gonzalez had a couple interceptions, and we all think Christian Gonzalez could be maybe the best cornerback in football, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bad news is, why is Drake May throwing 4 interceptions in his first 8 passes in shorts and T-shirts in June? May? We're not even in June yet. In May.
Guys, it's the ultimate rope-a-dope. You see, he looks like garbage now. That way he throws all the opposing defensive coordinators off his scent for later. Like, oh, that kid's washed. They should have kept Milton in the first place.
Oh, we got those texts.
When Milton was coming. Oh, Where's Milton's name? There it is.
Literally the start of the show. In the crossover, there was a text that came in. We should have never traded Joe Milton.
Yep. I get it.
Why? Because you want to see him throw the interception? Because he can throw the interception, too.
I mean, Gonzalez will legitimately or could potentially have a chip on his shoulder this season, guys, given that he was not named. There was a whole hubbub online the other day about him not being named to the PFF 25 under 25 list. So,
wait, there was a hubbub? Please tell me he wasn't involved. Because if he was involved, I will think less of him as a player. If he is all hot and bothered that he didn't make some PFW under 25-25.
Well, we do know one thing that he had an issue with this offseason. You guys remember what that was? He chirped on socials.
No, what was it?
Oh, not make it all pro, right, Ted?
No, nope, no, nope, nope.
What was it?
Head coach Gerard Mayo being done dirty. That was he chirped about that. He did
really?
Not. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
He did thought, we talk about this?
He thought Gerard. No, not the show was.
Oh, we didn't exist.
We
yet?
Did not exist then.
Oh, it was
so but pre-us. He was he chirped about the decision to let go of Gerard Mayo. He thought that was that he was done dirty. That he wasn't fair to Gerard Mayo. So he's. That was the only thing I know of that he was. You're talking about chips on shoulders. That's the only thing I can reference. But I will say this: that doesn't make me feel good. Look, I mean, four interceptions and eight pass attempts. That's hard to do, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
impressive. I don't want to make excuses for the kid because I said your development from year one to year two is always a player's biggest. I will say that my feeling is he's going from learning, English to, Chinese right now with Josh McDaniels now as the offensive coordinator. So my feeling is there's a little bit of the brain is getting in the way. If I had to guess, knowing Josh McDaniels' system and how hard it can be. So that might be one of the reasons why you saw such a poor performance today.
It's meaningless in reality. It's absolutely meaningless. We're not, I mean, unless the wheels fall off, we're not going to be referencing this day in November. But it's not meaningless in the sense that, and you've talked about this, Ted, you're not sure everybody's all in supporting and believing Drake May, despite some of the polls we've run and despite some of the things people say. And I would also just say he turned the ball over too much last year. So the very first time anyone's kind of monitoring what he's doing in 2025 to lead off with a bunch of turnovers isn't ideal for the narrative, the talking points. If you want to be snarky tonight, if you wanted to go on early edition on NBC Sports Boston and be snarky about the quarterback, he gave you ammunition to be snarky in May. That's the only thing it really did. We're not going to be looking at this with any real insight in a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months.
I'd love to see the throws. There's a little bit of a gunslinger to his game.
Absolutely.
Right? And so I'm curious what the throws look like. Where were they? Was it 1, 2, 3 plant and throw? Was it running around, trying to get open, and then you kind of just you throw it sidearm?
Right.
What was the variety of the interception? My guess is I'm wondering, like, how much is Josh McDaniels going to kind of cut some of the gunslinger out of him?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's – I don't know if you want to do too much of that. Patrick Mahomes, maybe you got to crawl before you can walk, and so Josh McDaniels wants him to make the easy throws first, and then – the sidearm stuff, the throwing across your body, the stuff that is brilliant that no one really seems to really appreciate yet because it didn't equate to wins, it will be accepted in Josh McDaniels' eyes.
Fitzy, if there's any one thing that would be maybe alarming, one of them was described as a miscommunication with Pop Douglas. And on day one, I'm guessing they're not at, page 400 of the playbook. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're a guy that we all think maybe you could throw a lot of passes to Pop Douglas.
I'm not as high on him as the rest of you.
Okay, but he could be in a role. Everybody
Correct.
Looks back at Josh McDaniels,
Correct.
Slot receiver.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That guy gets a lot of targets.
Correct.
On day one, with a limited sampling of what they're doing, for those guys to already not be on the same page, I would say is less than ideal.
But I would say this about that position, that the slot receiver to me is it's much more nuanced than the X receiver out wide.
Because
it's almost as if Fitzy, it's almost as if the slot receiver and the quarterback have a route predetermined before the snap. And then post snap, the defense does something different. They shift from one coverage to another. And then now the route that was supposed to be run is changes based on what the defense shows. And so both guys got to see it exactly the same. So I will say this. I think that is a more nuanced position to kind of be on the same page with the quarterback. And so I'm willing to give them a pass for today. If we're still talking about this in training camp, a month into training camp, then that's worrisome. But I will say this. That position with the quarterback is going to be the hardest to get on, quote, the same page with.
Yeah, but now, like, not to play Captain Obvious's side of the street, but now is when you want Drake May throwing four picks, guys, right?
Oh, sure. Like, yeah, I don't want it in a game.
Now is working out. Look, of course. Brady threw four picks in Denver, but way back in year two, I want to say.
In year one after he had gone, like, seven games without a pick.
I have a couple times, actually. we know, we heard how much Vrabel said, I want him to watch the turnovers. We know how much Josh McDaniels abhors turnovers as well. So work your kinks out now. Go ahead and throw the picks. Like, everyone knows the kid's a stud. Everyone knows in due time this offense is going to be humming. It's just, there's a lot of new people to get to know down there.
Another thing, too, I don't mind. I'm curious, was Christian talking smack? Was there back and forth?
I hope so.
Was the compete level? Because, you know, we used to have a strong defense. And when, you know, Brady came in and it was, if Brady threw an interception and it was back and forth, how did Drake May handle? I'd like to see his body kind of, you know, read his body language after the throws. Was there, were there John going on? Was the compete level, did it raise the kind of, you know, the intensity of the whole practice? That would be a good thing if it did.
It was a two for Tuesday down in Foxborough for Christian Gonzalez. It's a two for Tuesday here on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
That means be caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word given out on the morning show, the Greg Hill Morning Show at 7 a.m., you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Orioles on May 25th. That's Red Sox Orioles May 25th. If you have today's code word, 617-931-0937. Caller number 9 right now. We'll continue to talk about Patriots OTAs, what Mike Vrabel had to say, what the players on the field were doing. That's up next here on WEE.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, afternoons. That was Mike Vrabel talking before today's practice about yesterday's practice. I just want to clarify. Yes, that was at 11:45 before they went on the field, but they were on the field yesterday with no media in attendance.
Wonder how. Sounded kind of satisfied. Yeah, that was about yesterday's practice. Yeah. Though today, probably not so satisfied.
Yeah, I don't think he'd make exactly those same comments after watching the practice today. I do want to respond to the 617. I completely agree with you. There is nothing more meaningless than practice statistics, particularly OTA statistics. Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah.
I agree, but I also, it's all we have right now. They practiced.
Yep.
And I wasn't a big believer back when I was covering practices in the numbers. I wouldn't have said, oh, my God, Drake May was 11 of 6. I would have said, He threw four picks today. One of them was really, like, it was just the observation. You don't see a lot of that or whatever. Like, put it in perspective. No, I agree. Just looking at a stat line on paper from OTAs is dumb. But it's all we have right now, and he is a guy that the biggest challenge he faces, and you said it, Ted, combination of what he did last year, what's expected of him this year, and then his coach, who Fitzy used to famously always say of Tom Brady, what does he do well? Well, he doesn't take sacks and he doesn't turn the ball over. That was what Josh McDaniels would say first about not the accuracy, the decisions in terms of making plays. It was the decisions of not making mistakes, not giving yards away, not giving the ball away. And I'm guessing despite Josh McDaniels visiting all these other pro teams and colleges and tweaking his system and streamlining, I don't think he's changed that. I don't think he's suddenly coming back and like, you know what I want in a quarterback? Mistakes. Take chances, baby. Be a gunslinger. If it's 50-50, throw the damn ball. I don't think Josh is going to change that much. He's still looking for a quarterback who's not going to make mistakes, not make turnovers. And Drake May threw four interceptions today. It is what it is.
He did. He looked like there was a variety of different types of interceptions. One, you know, over the middle to the tight end. One misread between him and DeMario Douglas. A deep ball where it was intercepted by Del Pellis. The deep ball to me, that is his best pass.
Yes.
If you were to say what is his absolute best pass, it's the ball up the right side.
Just I was going to say deep ball down the right side in particular.
Yep. The
he
right
can do both, but the right side is his best.
I would do three shots a game down the right side to whoever. If it's Kyle Williams, if it's Stephon Diggs, you know the drop in the bucket you do, Andy. Of course, the quarterbacks, they just 50 yards, 40 yards, they go back, they try and lob the ball up with a nice kind of arc to where it drops right in the bucket. And Drake May, to me, that's one of his best throws, Fitzy, is that ball up the sideline. So he had a variety of different types of interceptions, but again, it's the first day, nothing to get too worked up about.
I'm almost kind of grateful because it gave us something to talk about and a depth to travel to so that we can look forward to him improving as well and hearing from Vrabel that he's being more efficient with the ball, to Josh McDaniel saying he's learning the system and he's protecting the ball better as well, since this was one of the top priorities. Obviously, he was the main attraction to both head coach and coordinator coming to Foxborough in the first place to resume and or take over these jobs. So I'm fine with it as well. Plus, I mean, he played half a season last year and there was so much turmoil. It's kind of like a glorified reboot of a rookie season for him in a lot of ways. He just got a lot of a very extended preseason, shall we call it, last year, leading into this, Andy.
Absolutely. And you know me, Fitzy. I am hesitant to trust the eyeballs of others, always. I one of the things I hate...
Look at your own, yep.
Like, I don't get to see what happened today. We weren't down there because there were interceptions in games last year where I thought receivers screwed Drake May, like didn't fight for the ball, didn't come back for the ball, didn't do certain things.
Or Booty literally handing a ball to him.
Right. So like I would love to see the deep ball to Kyle Williams. I don't want to pick on him, but he's a rookie receiver who's on the field for the second time with Drake May. Do I think there's at least a chance Kyle Williams was a part of the reason that ball got intercepted? Yes, I absolutely think there's a chance. So we're kind of doing this blind. We're going by the eyes of the reporters that are down there, the stats that are down there. But I will say
I do like the stats, though. Not going to lie.
Well, it gives you something to talk about. You need something. You need a morsel of meat on that bone that is OTAs and the offseason. But I Drake May is the first storyline, right, of OTAs, passing camp, summer.
First, second, third, and fourth. Yes.
And, you know, because you're not going to get you were saying during the break, Ted, Will Campbell was at left tackle. No crap. Where did you expect him to be? He was drafted fourth overall for a team that doesn't own a left tackle.
That's right.
Like, the only way Will Campbell was news today is if he lined up anywhere other than left tackle. Will Campbell's at center. Did anybody see that on their bingo card? No, like, he's the left tackle. We know he can suck, and guess where he's going to line up all year? Left tackle. They took him with the fourth pick. But Drake May is a storyline. You know, Ramondre Stevenson, I guess, not being there due to the loss of his father is something that Mike Vrabel talked about. I thought that was actually very,
nice.
Very interesting how upbeat and positive Mike Vrabel was about Ramondre Stevenson. I like Ramondre Stevenson. I've always been a big fan.
He's a good kid. He's a really, really nice guy.
He's also a good running back. And, you know, Mike brought up kind of him getting worn down, and you saw him last year get worn down, which the fumbles are an issue. We know the fumbles are an issue, but the opening day, 120 of 124 yards were after contact. Like, he did get worn down. Mm-hmm. He had a crappy offensive line.
Belichick wore him down the first 2 years, though.
He did, and that's where I wonder. I don't know what he has left. But he's based
that
on today.
It goes fast.
Running back in the NFL, it goes fast.
Remember, Andy, it was 120 out of 124 yards in the game one win against Cincinnati was post contact.
And you know the comments today from Mike Vrabel told me he's at least getting a shot. Like the tone of his comments today, he's not giving up on Stevenson. He's not looking at him as a guy that he was part of the they signed him. He's not my problem. He's giving Ramondre Stevenson a legit shot to be the lead back, or at least, I think be the lead back, the tone I took today.
Because I think he does have special qualities.
He does.
I love, it's that jump cut that he has, to me, is an elite jump cut.
Yep.
To avoid contact. I think he's one of the more physical runners. I think he's got the ability to separate from would-be tacklers in the open field, a la like a Curtis Martin, although, you know, he's maybe not as dynamic, but there is a dynamic piece to Ramondre Stevenson, and I do love his game when he's not spitting a seed.
Are you worried about Drake May, the interceptions, the start to OTAs? You shouldn't be, but I don't want to tell you your opinion. You can tell me, 617-779-7937. Up next here, we're going to get to Ted Johnson's favorite topic. No, it's not Bill Belichick. We'll get to that a little bit later because there is more meat on that bone and information there. The Tush Push is coming for a vote at the owners' meetings in Minnesota. That is among a number of potential rules changes for the league. We'll talk about those next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.